when Simon Tofresh Mem Tes, we're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis v'chein Shaul b'yom Aleph, a borrowed lulav on the first day, you're not Yotza, because it says, ulkachtem lochem, it has to be yours, mishum d'b'inon lochem, because it has to be lochem. What happens if you borrow from someone else? So, you, if you borrow it, that's a shoal, that's not good, it's got to be a matana. Just in order that he guarantees he gets it back, he gives it as a matana manas lahachzir. So if you don't return it, then you were never Yotza, because it never left his rishus. Says the Rama, Hagava mudar hana milulvo shel chavero or milulvo shel atzmo, someone made a neder not to use someone else's lulav or his own, ain a Yotza bo biyom rishon de lo heva shel lochem. He couldn't be Yotza on the first day, because it's not called lochem. On the other days he could. Sif gimel, v'chein, shel ir anidachas. The same halacha applies if it's Ir Nidachas, a city where someone, some people from inside it incited them to idolatry. So it's an Ir Nidachas. There the halacha is that you're supposed to burn all of the possessions of the city. V'shel Ashera, or a tree that was worshipped. Shel Yisrael, if it belongs to a Jew. Pasul, the halacha is that it is pasul. Aval, shel Ovid Kachav L'chatchilo Yito. What happens if it belonged to a non-Jew, the Asher of a non-Jew? Lo yitol, you shouldn't take it. Vimnatol yotzam yom rishon ve'elach. So on the first day, it's out of your realm. But on the other days, you yotze. Delo b'ino lachem, because you don't need lachem. Now, what's pshat in this? Since avodah zara of Yisrael, bittel doesn't help for, meaning no matter what he does to it, it remains avodah zara. There's no heter forever in using it. However, the non-Jew, if the non-Jew is mevatel it, if he breaks it or uses it derech bizoyin, or sells it derech bizoyin, then the halachi is that it's no longer avodah zara, it becomes batel. Since it potentially can become no longer avodah zara, it is kosher for arba minim. Says the Rama, haga v'davka shlo niskaven liskos ba. That's only if you weren't mechavim to be kona. Avol niskaven liskos ba havalei shlo yisrael deni yotzebo. But if you were mechavim to be kona, then it's avodah zara shlo yisrael, which has no bittel. V'davka kodem shen nisbatel. Avim nisbatel biyad akum afilu mechavim liskos ba achakach. Yotze b'diyeved. The halach is that you are yotze. The reason why you're yotze is because it was already bottled as the avodah zara of a non-Jew, and now you were zoch in it. However, the Rama ends off the ayin lekaman simen tov kuf pei vav, that before bittel you should not be yotze, even though it's an avodah zara shel nachri. So even though it says here that since bittel will help, you can be yotze today, you shouldn't be somach on that. Kozman didn't become bottle.